This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
BBC Sounds.
Hi, I'm Susan Morrison.
And I'm Louise Yeoman.
And together we're the team that brings you Time Travels, BBC Radio Scotland's Scottish History magazine programme. But we're here today to talk to you about our new project. It's our first podcast, Witch Hunt. We will be investigating one of Scotland's biggest miscarriages of justice. Now, about 450 years ago, our country was convulsed by waves of savage panics and purges, leading to the judicial murder of thousands of our own citizens, mainly women.
Yeah, women who were convicted and executed for crimes they not only didn't commit, but which were impossible for anyone to commit. We're going to be exploring the great war Scotland waged on Satan in the 16th and 17th century.
Let's just hear a flavour of what you can expect from Witch Hunt.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. You have to know that they believed that the witches had done the worst thing in the world, given up their soul for Satan to do his bidding.
I mean, people had believed in the devil for centuries, but they didn't really imagine that they might meet him in the street.
Meet him in the street?
Well, that was always a possibility. In the 16th century, the devil was always kind of lurking around the next corner. He was trying to lure you away from God.
The idea is that a witch is someone who says, right, I'm not going to have faith in God anymore. I'm not going to worship God anymore. My allegiance will instead be to God's great enemy, the devil.
Here in Scotland, you would be looking at the idea that this was somebody who could interfere with the crops, possibly cause hailstorms, who could cause farm animals to sicken, could cause perhaps your family members to sicken, a whole range of things.
Yeah, I mean, we know that it's not a possibility for people to have committed these crimes, but what you have to remember is that they thought that it was a possibility.
Now, the thing is, Louise, I can imagine some sections of Scottish society believing this stuff, but it's our whole country that gets convulsed by this, isn't it?
From the king right down. One of the things about this which really blows my mind is that it's the educated people who believe the wackiest things. They're the people who are really keen on this idea of the demonic pact, the witch selling her soul to the devil, and that, they believe, involves meeting the devil and having sex with him.
Ew. Well, over six episodes, we'll be connecting all of this up from when the witch hunts really got going to when they actually finished in the early 18th century. Join me and Louise and our cast of top-notch historians for Witch Hunt.